Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We'll hear from Tommy Rees, offensive coordinator and or players, right here on 92.3 The Fan. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. Mm-hmm. Tom Thibodeau wins 50-plus games 2 years in a row. Knicks looking great, doing well. Get to the Eastern Conference Finals, lose. Before we get into that,
yeah,
Jordan Ott. And if you don't know Jordan, it's because he's only in Cleveland for a year.
Yeah.
Jordan Ott, Cavs assistant coach, hired by the Phoenix Suns to be their next head coach, and he beat out Johnny Bryant, Cavs assistant coach, to get that job. Johnny Bryant, considered one of the leading candidates to replace Tom Thibodeau in New York as Knicks head coach, where he was an assistant coach for the last several years under Tom Thibodeau. You got all that?
Yeah, I'm trying to follow along at home.
If you're Jordan Ott, and you go from one Michigan mortgage mogul to another.
Yeah.
Are you concerned about this?
And Michigan State guys, right?
Oh, yeah. Matt Ishbia is the owner of the Phoenix Suns, and he's in the mortgage business, and he and Dan don't like each other very much, according to all reports.
Ott got his master's at Michigan State, in case you're wondering.
So there you go. Yeah. That works out perfectly. But figure this one out, boys. Matt Ishbia has had four coaches in 4 years. Monty Williams, boom, gone. Frank Vogel, boom, gone. Mike Budenholzer,
boom, gone.
Boom, gone. Jordan Ott, who,
good luck.
Shyam Charania reports, was Suns star Devin Booker's top choice for the Phoenix Suns search.
Okay.
Oh, by golly, let's make the star player happy.
Why wouldn't you?
As we trade Kevin Durant.
Do you think anybody ever did that for LeBron?
No.
Okay, just make it true.
Nobody's ever confused Devin Booker's game for LeBron's either.
No, that's true, but you said star player, so the bar is a little lower.
Well, I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. If you're Kenny Atkinson, there were two big hires when Kenny came in. Two big hires for the assistant coaching staff. One was Jordan Ott, who had been in Brooklyn.
Lakers.
And then there was Johnny Bryant. What if you lost both of your key guys?
Do you replace them with guys you trust? I mean, it's not.
I don't know.
When you're the head coach, you got to be able to bring in guys that you can work with, and you should want your guys to be able to go get head coaching jobs somewhere else. That means you did your job and they did theirs. Right? It's not like I'm just trying to think of another. What were we saying before? It's not like you're in first place and all of a sudden Ty Lue is your assistant coach, right? And everyone knew that kind of like when Ty Lue was here, David Blatt was probably going to be on his way out pretty soon because he was the highest paid assistant coach in the league. And yeah, this is
the difference. Or you could just say you brought him in because you knew David Blatt needed some help getting NBA ready. You liked his basketball mind.
But did you really ever think that?
No.
No, I don't think anyone ever thought that. And that's how you could let a coach go when you just went to the NBA Finals and you're in first place before the All-Star break. I mean, like, if you know for certain that your number two guy is probably going to be your number one guy at some point, but that's not the case the Cavaliers are in right now, right? Kenny's in the spot. He's coach of the year. I know they fell early, but you're not gonna toss him after one season. This isn't a David Blatt situation, and everyone thought he was a hero right up until after the last game of the Miami series. Now all of a sudden it's Rick Carlisle, a guy who's won in the league and has a ring to prove it, maybe outcoached you for four games. So you're gonna blow up an entire season's worth of work for four games? I don't know that you can do that. I'm not. I want to see Kenny again next year. I want to see what Kenny does. I want to see how Kenny becomes a better coach. I want to see what he does with these players he may or may not have.
Might do it without his top two assistants.
Okay. Well, that's part of the game.
Is this?
Well, he knows that. He's had to leave other teams as an assistant. Right?
This is part of the game, too, but I think this is weird. Jordan Ott has worked mainly for two head coaches in his NBA career. He was with Kenny in Brooklyn as an assistant coach with Kenny Atkinson. And then he was with Mike Budenholzer in Atlanta. He's replacing Budenholzer in Phoenix. He was with the Lakers, Darvin Ham, for 2 years before he came here. But his big experience with Kenny Atkinson and with Mike Budenholzer. Is that weird? He's replacing Budenholzer? And it could be weird because Johnny Bryant could be replacing the guy that he used to work for in Tom Thibodeau.
I just looked at his resume. He was pretty much the video coordinator when he was in Atlanta.
Yeah, but he was with him for like 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's serious.
4 seasons, yeah.
And he was with Kenny for a long time in Brooklyn.
I mean, do you think Mike is upset that he got the job? I doubt it.
No, I just, it's just weird how the NBA works because guys, I mean, it's a very small league. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There aren't that many players. There's more coaches than you'd ever believe, but you know, with the depth of coaching staffs and
I don't, if Thibodeau could get fired from the Knicks, anybody can get fired from any job right now.
Except for one thing, and I'm glad you went to Thibodeau there. I thought he did a very nice job in New York. I think he's a very good coach. He does have an old school manner of speaking, but one thing I read and I want your thoughts on this one, boys. It was that, make no mistake, Thibodeau getting fired after Michael Malone getting fired just flat out screams, you cannot be any type of tough coach. You have to be a player's friend and make it be a player's coach to succeed in the NBA today. Do you believe that?
No. Someone's going to come along and be a tough coach.
Well, we just had two succeed, Michael Malone and Tom Thibodeau, but they both got fired.
It's going to come back around. It'll come back around. And what if either one of those guys goes on, has success, and ends up winning the whole thing? It's a big carousel, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you need tough coaches. Sometimes you don't. Depends on your team. Depends on your roster. Depends on ownership. Depends on a relationship between superstar player and owner. You know all that stuff plays out. Sometimes owners just don't want to. Sometimes owners just want to own. And not have to have a gigantic relationship with superstar players. Although, you know, hey, look who plays for me. This is great. That's about it. At some point, though, that tough coach is going to be able to swing back in, have success, and then be there for a while.
One thing that you might not believe, but I heard time and time and time and time again in covering the NBA, was players want to be coached.
At every level, I truly believe that.
I believe it too.
And you have outgrown what the coach has been able to teach you, that's where I think you get into problems. And then you've got Uncle Friend who's in your ear going, that coach doesn't know what he's doing. I don't understand. He should have taken you out. You're playing too many minutes, right? you're playing too much. It's either one way or another. Hey, why isn't he playing you more? I don't understand. Or, oh, he's playing you way too much. He's going to burn you out, man. You got to think about yourself. You got to think about your family. You got to think about your money. You know exactly where the players are sitting in that thing.
The other aspect of this, and I heard this come from players. They'll look at their coach sometimes and think, and they obviously have thoughts about their coach and everything else. But I literally heard players say, and it was about David Blatt, if you want to know the truth, this guy can't help us.
Okay.
He can't help us. We have to help ourselves. And that's clearly.
I bet there was someone on the bench, though, that thought he made him a better player.
Clearly.
I bet there was at least one.
I'll bet you're right. Yeah. But clearly, you know, if players are thinking that way, you know, that's not good. Players want to be coached, and they want coaches that they think can help them win games. And
make more money.
Well, and make more money, win games, that's all part of it. I remember, and coaches have to be able to
Gentlemen,
coach.
We now go live to Berea for Browns offensive coordinator, Tommy Rees.
Out. But all those guys have done a nice job coming to work and understanding that each day is going to be a little bit different rotationally. And, you know, it's an evaluation process for us still. So we're just working through those as the days come.
How much different is the structure of everything, trying to make sure, compared to what you're used to, trying to make sure everybody gets
it? Yeah, I've been exposed to two spot, if you will, in the football world. That's kind of how you call this. I've been exposed to it. It's a great way to maximize. Look, it's not just one position group that's able to get maximized. You look at young wideouts, young linemen, young skill players across the board that we can get so many reps for now instead of them just, you know, getting the reps from the sideline or mental reps, as Coach Speak would say. You know, like, now they're actually out there learning on the fly, and things come up. You might run the same play on two different fields, get two different defenses, and now you have two opportunities to coach off of. So I really do think it benefits the entirety of the team.
I know it's a small sample size, but what have you seen the most growth between Dylan and Shador?
Yeah, I think just operationally, like, look, and you come from the college world where very few things are called into the huddle, where you have to command a huddle, operate an offense in the way you're asked to at this level. So I think just from an operation standpoint, you continue to see those guys grow and become more comfortable. And what we're after there is, like, there's going to be a moment where they get to their comfort level, and that's when they're going to be able to maximize, you know, and feel confident out there. So they're doing a great job with their work habits and continuing to push each other in the right direction.
I'm sure we see a day like today where, like, Dylan didn't necessarily maybe have as many completions as he would have liked to have. What do you make of something like that? I mean, are there days where the lights are on and everything's flowing, and then other days? Or how do you interpret when you have a day to see like that?
I think for all the position groups, quarterbacks especially, like, we want to be as process-driven as possible opposed to results. Like, as long as our process is in the right place, our decision-making's in the right place, you know, we'll continue to coach the fundamentals and get the physical to follow it. But we want to focus on, okay, is he processing at the high level? Is he making the right decisions? Is he making the right reads? And as that happens, now you see growth and continue to push him fundamentally to make sure that we're executing.
I'm sure he's part of the rotation, but Dylan looked like he was first up in a couple of the drills today. How valuable is that for a rookie, especially when he's working with other guys that are probably first team guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's fluid for all those guys, right? All of them have opportunities up there with the first group. And look, we're evaluating all the positions. So to say, hey, this is a, you know, first group, second group, like, we're evaluating as we roll. So it matters. I think there's a certain confidence level. Hey, you look across, you see Jerry Jeudy there. That builds confidence, right? You know, you look across, you have Poe calling the shots up front. That builds certain confidence. So, again, all of that is part of this process. All of that is part of the development for all these quarterbacks.
As an FYI for us, there are some periods you don't have a true 7-on-7 and a true 11-on-11.
Yeah.
Is this a shortage of players, or are those designed to be 11-on-8 and 8-on-6 or what?
Yeah, no, we're very intentional. You know, when you see kind of a half line of an offensive line, you know, we're trying to make sure that as the quarterbacks, the offensive line, that we're always doing something to gain benefit of it, right? We run 7-on-7, you take a 3-step drop, you throw the ball, great. But that's not real football, right? So can we give a presence in front of the quarterback so they feel something? Can we work line game so the line's working during that period? So it's by design to make sure that we're continuing to press as much real football as we can.
Is that period called something? Different?
Not really, no, yeah.
When you have, you know, three young players, two rookies, and then obviously Kenny's still a young player, just how beneficial is it to have someone with Joe's experience in that room not so much to tell these guys what to do, but to basically just kind of set the example with his daily approach.
Yeah, you can learn so much by just observing him, right? And just learning from the way he approaches each day, the way he is in meetings, the way he is on the field. Those guys all gravitate towards him, right? I mean, you get Joe telling a story, though, it might interrupt your meeting a little bit. So he's been so much fun to work with, so great for those young guys. And he's out here competing like it's year two for him. So it's been a really fun dynamic that way, and it makes it really rewarding for all of us.
As you and Kevin has kind of used the offseason to build out the offense and what that looks like, how do you use this time period with to install what you can versus kind of prep for mini camp and the training?
Yeah, there's a balance, right? We're installing our offensive system. We want to make sure there's certain things that fundamentally or from an install schedule standpoint that we're covering. It's also a time of the year where you're looking at things, right? There's stuff we study. There's stuff that we want to try. It is a time of year to push the limits on those, and you use this as an evaluation period, not only from a player standpoint, but also schematics. So then when you hit training camp, you know, you're shoring out your identity a little bit.
As far as Kenny Pickett is concerned, when we talked to him last week, he talked about the fact that he has to learn the terminology. He also has to kind of hone his pocket presence a little bit and, you know, play more under center and all those kinds of things. So and he said it takes like 2 years to really get good in the system. So when I heard him say some of those things, I wondered, is he going to be ready to go week one if that's the way that it works out, and how is he coming up the ranker?
Yeah, he's doing a really nice job. I think, you know, the terminology in a system, you know, those are fluid concepts, usually are understood, you know, those are pretty universal at times. So Kenny's done a really nice job with everything we've asked him to do. You know, we're pushing certain areas with him, continuing to try to improve his game, and, you know, again, he's done a nice job through the first week and a half, and we expect him to continue to grow.
Joe talked a couple days ago about kind of a renewed toughness trying to be instilled in the on the team as a whole, but especially on the offense. Can you talk about that process and you know, where you hope to show the most?
Yeah, we just want to hold our guys as coaches, holding ourselves, holding our players, players holding their peers 100% accountable, right? And not letting details slip through the cracks, not letting things fall by the wayside. A lot of that's mental toughness, right? So when you talk about callousing the team and having that toughness, a lot of it's just mentally making sure that we're all up to the standard at which we want to hold ourselves to, players and coaches.
I think Sid was in a T-shirt today, but we saw him working last week, too. What have you seen from him this offseason after some of the injury struggles he went through last year? What are you expecting for this season this year?
Yeah, Sed's done a nice job. He's a great threat for us. You know, that middle part of the year where he really started taking off, I kind of see him pick up where he was. And, you know, we have continued to develop Sed in his role. And he provides, you know, size and strength and athleticism, something that is really critical both inside and out, playing wide out. I think he has some flex there. So continue to develop Sed's game and get the most out of him.
What do you see now to DeJuan coming off a couple of injuries? Just how important is it for him to – I can step up and be the guy for you left hand.
Yeah, DeJuan's, you know, been, you know, really intentional in what he's doing and accountable to what we're asking him to do. Coach Bloom, you know, Coach Ben Wilkerson and Sanders, those guys have all done a really nice job of continuing to work on him fundamentally. And look, playing both sides of the line takes some time and development, but, you know, he's bought in and doing the things we're asking him to do.
How about Shador, just from rookie camp to now, what kind of growth have you seen? What do you like about his game, and how's it all going?
Yeah, he's worked his tail off. You know, he's really putting a lot of work, as all those guys are. But, you know, you could tell on the mental side of the game and learning the system and calling it and having that rhythm to it, you know, he's put a lot of work and time and effort into that. And then when you do that, the game starts to slow down and you can focus on finding completions. And he's done a nice job of that as camp's progressed.
I know you referenced it earlier when we were talking about him and Dylan, but just how big of a learning curve is that, especially for somebody who didn't call a lot of plays in a huddle, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of hurry up.
It's a lot harder than you think. Yeah, it's a lot harder than you think. So I would just say that, yeah. Especially just calling it. Go ahead.
In terms of the install level, especially with three young quarterbacks, have you had to tail it back a bit, or are you one of those just throw it all at them and see how much they can retain?
We have a good amount of offense in, but we're very selective with the growth and development and the progression for those young guys. So definitely pushing them and pushing where we want them to go, but also being cognizant of, hey, we want them to go out there with confidence and making sure that it's, you know, beneficial to how they're learning and the way they're going.
How's their retention level?
That's Tommy Reese, new Browns offensive coordinator, talking a little quarterback there. And, boy, he's got that coach speak down, doesn't he? He's rolling.
Yeah, it's good. You know, the entire room is up to speed.
2020 time.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, when you talk to your smart speaker, they're always listening, you know.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
You know why?
That's being monitored by somebody.
That's right, because they're smart.
That's Baskin.
Oh, God.
Well, you just heard Tommy Reese.
That's your new
offensive coordinator.
You owe a laugh.
Who?
Tommy Reese. Speaker?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Tommy Reese. The man who sounds like Kevin Stefanski, too.
Trending appropriately.
You do realize there's a Tommy Boy Festival coming up in Sandusky.
Yeah, I don't care. My guess is Tommy Reese isn't going.
I know, but it's the whole Tommy thing. Like, I'm kind of, we're down with the Tommies today. Would you go to the festival?
I know. Get back to football.
I was hoping to talk about Tommy Reese, the new offensive coordinator who we just heard from at OTAs.
I wanted to talk about Tommy Boy.
And you
want to
talk about Tommy Boy in Sandusky.
Andy wins.
Thank
Andy
you.
Wins by far, especially after sitting through that press conference. Andy wins.
I'm telling you, man, I got to stop by Callahan's on the way home, maybe pick up a couple oil filters. What else can I get?
I do a remote from the Tommy Boy Festival.
We would have a good time. Yeah, why can't we do that?
I'm in. I don't know. Talk to the powers that be.
Jeff doesn't want to do it. There's no way. Jeff, no way you want to go to the Tommy Boy Festival.
No.
No, because you have no desire.
You know, they mentioned Sandusky and Cuyahoga Falls in the same breath in that movie, and they had them like 3 miles apart.
Jeff.
That's all I needed to know.
Jeff, it's Hollywood. Who cares?
Me?
Who? Oh,
I was born in Cuyahoga Falls.
You know,
yeah, they had something about having to take a flight from Sandusky to Cuyahoga Falls. I'm like, probably should have mapped this. But it was still a good time.
Wasn't it a flight?
Hollywood.
Was that the deal?
Who cares?
I let it go after 3 seconds of thinking. It was one of those, I was like, what the hell with it?
Wait, you could take a flight from Sandusky to Cuyahoga Falls.
You could, but...
Why wouldn't you take it to Cessna? If you owned a major auto parts store like Callahan's...
Tommy Reese just spoke, guys.
Yeah, we know he did.
Oh, yeah, hang on. Let me tune in.
That's not nice. It's not fair. The young coach trying his best. I thought he had some very good coach speak. This is the man who's going to be entrusted with finding a quarterback this year, or the organization will have to find one next year. And you guys are poo-pooing the whole thing.
David Spade's got to show up for that, right?
You'd hope.
Bo Derek?
You'd hope.
The deer?
That wouldn't be bad, too. I got to tell you, that deer was outstanding.
Aykroyd?
I'm sorry, why could the deer have not won an Oscar for that? Aykroyd died, though. I mean, it's like in the movie, so it's like...
No, Aykroyd's still alive.
No, but in the movie he died, right?
No, he's still alive in the movie.
Well, oh, no, Dennehy was the dad. That's right. Oh, man, I totally forgot. Yeah.
Brian Dennehy.
Oh.
Who, by the way, when I was walking through the streets of Chicago, was sitting in a diner having a hamburger.
Was there cheese on it, Jeff? Did you stalk him at all?
But I'm like, hey, there's Brian Dennehy.
Did you stalk him at all or no?
Yeah, I walked in and I said, Andy Baskin loves you.
Oh, why do you have to bring me into your stalking game?
Can we talk about Tommy Reese and the dang offense?
Sure.
He did a nice job of saving his dad's company, though. I mean, Bo was pretty, like, evil.
It's a good scheme.
It was.
It's a good scheme.
Oh, it's weird, though. There's some weird parts of that. All right, we're going to the festival. You're more than welcome to come with us. I know you won't, but.
I just want you to take notes, and then you can do a segment. I'll go eat lunch.
While I'm doing that, no, you can sit here and talk about Tommy Reese's press conference where he virtually said nothing other than Shedeur Sanders is working really hard. And I
appreciate
that.
Yeah. Everyone's trying.
Everyone's in. We're all in, Jeff. It's all good.
We'll get it fixed.
Go ahead. Give us the wisdom of Tommy Reese that you just enjoyed everything.
There was one big question that was missing from Tommy Reese.
Who's your starting quarterback?
No.
Who's your number two quarterback?
Hey, what happened to the E at the end of your last name?
Oh, now you want to get trivial about his name, and you're like, oh, we got to get serious about talking about the offensive coordinator.
You
because
horse's rear end.
Yes.
Hey, you guys. You guys.
David Spade, one of his best movies?
That's a short list.
Serious.
I'll have David Spade great movies for 300, Alex.
I mean, shoot, it's that, Black Sheep.
Joe Dirt. That was such a bad movie.
The fact that Menigan knows three David Spade movies tells you all you need to know about Menigan's life.
He was in Benchwarmers, which was not good.
There's four.
That might be as far as I can get. I'm sure there are a few others. He was in Grandma's Boy. He was in Grandma's Boy. I'm up to five.
Man, you need to get out more.
He was in Police Academy, too.
He was in Just Shoot Me.
Oh, Grown Ups? He was in Grown Ups.
That's right, Grown Ups. Good call.
Emperor's New Groove? I don't. Andy's
looking it up. Dan, you knew these off the top.
By the way, for anybody who missed the Tommy Reese press conference, this is more entertaining and has more information in it.
You know, do you remember Just Shoot Me when he was on that?
I never watched Just Shoot Me.
It was pretty good. It wasn't a bad show. Dave Foley from Kids in the Hall was in that. That's what got me hooked in the beginning.
So was Wendy Malick.
So Wendy, I told you this is a total ding. Did I tell you I met her?
No.
At the Republican convention when it was here.
Ding!
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I was like, wow. And I think we took pictures with her.
Randy
Zemnick was
our
producer at the time. We took pictures. She could not have been any nicer. So nice. I was like, wow, she's a superstar.
Are you confident that the Browns can have a guy like Tommy Reese, a young coach as your coordinator, with a year's experience on the staff? But, you know, he gets promoted when they move on from Ken Dorsey. I kind of thought that Reese was brought in to be the coordinator in waiting. He had that kind of, you know, pedigree from Notre Dame and Alabama.
Yeah.
Now I wonder what he can do at the pro level. I'm real curious to see because I think it's essential that he does a great job. He has to be good.
Let's be super honest about this, right?
And he won't be calling the plays, but that doesn't mean he's not running the offense.
If a quarterback is good and is able to complete passes and not throw interceptions and get their team to the playoffs, does the offensive coordinator now not have, like, you know, we got to have that offensive coordinator. There's no way that quarterback would have been that good if it wasn't for that offensive coordinator.
Thus, Jordan Ott is the new head coach of the Phoenix Suns.
Wow.
Well, no, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
Hot assistant coach on a team that did really well gets hired for a head coaching job. It happens every year.
Yeah,
so in the NBA, it happens every year, especially in the NFL.
Your clout is based on your quarterback, really, isn't it? When you're an offensive coordinator or your ability to make good
calls. Or your ability to make an offense work without a good quarterback.
I mean, how many times in the game do you go, oh, that was a great call. Wow, I didn't see that coming.
And you know,
we believe it's a good offensive coordinator.
To take it in the other direction, Kevin Stefanski's best work has come when he hasn't had a quarterback, according to most folks. It's like Kevin's a great offensive mind because look at what he's able to do without top-notch quarterbacks. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.